Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM in the AM. And we're so glad you joined us today. My name is Mike Campbell. This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a Tuesday morning, and it's a great day to talk about the Word of God, to get into it and dig deep and encourage each other in the Word. Amen.
It is a very good day indeed for us to be into the Word of God. And we're talking about having roots to grow. And yesterday we talked about it begins with faith. We hear the Word of God. The Word is the seed. And as we were talking, we felt like, in fact, I touched on it briefly, the parable of the sower. So we felt like we probably are going to end up having to go there. We do know that you need a deep root. We read that in Proverbs. Proverbs 12:3, I think it was, says the root goes down deep. And then Proverbs 10:25 says it becomes a firm foundation.
Right.
And it says the whirlwind comes and the unrighteous are moved. Mm-hmm. But the righteous are not moved because they have a firm foundation.
Right.
And that's the key, ladies and gentlemen, to having a successful Christian life, is to have a firm foundation or a root system that is so deep. You know, those sequoias, I'll bring this up again because I think it's important. The difference between a sequoia and a Bradford pear is that the sequoia's roots go so far down and so wide. Mm-hmm. I mean, the root system is so far out there that those trees can grow extremely tall, 100 foot, and stand forever.
Right.
Because of the strength and the nourishment in that soil that the root system is getting, and by it branching out and becoming so thick and so ingrained into the ground that the tree is not moved.
That's right.
Where a Bradford pear, on the other hand, is not deep roots. It grows fast, matures fast, and is top heavy. So a high wind comes and it snaps.
That's right. That's because right. You know, I think if we go back to our foundational scripture that we started with yesterday, it'll tie into what you were just saying, Colossians 2, 6, and 7, where we read yesterday, and now just as you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Verse 7, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then these are the consequences. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. So yeah. You're saying, you know, with the roots going down deep, it makes the tree extremely strong so that no matter what comes along, it cannot move it. And I think it's also overflowing with fruit of it. So you think about that. So you're looking at when the roots are growing, when the roots are deep, then you're growing strong. It says here, your faith will grow strong and you will overflow with thankfulness. So then there's a fruit from that, which is the thankfulness. And I think we need to really stop and think about what consequences we have. What are the benefits that we have that our roots go down deep, and that's that we'll be extremely strong and that we'll be overflowing with thankfulness. And like I say, I think we're going to look at the parable of the sower, which will show us some things about what we're talking about in how can we let our roots go deep? What do we do? You know, we say let's do it, but what can we do as believers to make our roots grow deep?
That's right.
We're going to look at,
you know, of course, we know the Word of God is the key. In fact, let's go to the parable of the sower. It's in Mark 4, mm-hmm. beginning in verse 14, is where we're going to pick it up. It says the sower sows the word. Mm-hmm. So the most important thing is the seed. All right. To any plant. You heard right. Jada talk about we planted tomatoes and they started. I didn't catch that. Yellow what?
Yellow shoulders. So the top of the tomatoes were yellow, and those are.
So they weren't getting shoulders. The nutrients that were necessary.
They weren't getting the nutrients, right?
And, you know, we see a lot of Christians like that because they're not getting the nutrients. But the sower sows the word, and these are the ones, the seed, that falls by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes the word that was sown in their hearts. So in other words, listen to me, this seed is sown, but never acted upon. It's not acted upon. So Satan comes immediately and steals. It would be like taking a handful of seed, going out in your front yard. In fact, when we throw grass seed down, why do we put straw on top of it? To keep the birds away right. from the seed. So you just go out and throw it on the ground. And, you know, if it's not good ground, well, immediately the birds are going to come pick it out.
Right.
Right. You didn't cover it. You didn't try to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
See, seed needs to be protected. What we've got on the inside needs to be protected mm-hmm. if we're going to have a firm foundation.
Right.
You want to take the next one?
Well, and I was just thinking, you know, when we say here, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. And I think, you know, we've talked before about coming alongside those new believers, because yeah. those are the ones, you know, they've heard the word, faith has come, they received Jesus as their Savior. And then immediately something comes along and just topples them over.
That's
because
right.
they don't have enough root. They don't have a good root system yet because they're brand new. And that's where our job is as veteran believers, to come alongside these new believers and hold their hand. And if they do topple, you say, you know what? That's okay. Let's just, you know, get back up and let's move forward. And unfortunately, not all Christians are real good about that. You know, instead we want to judge these new believers. Well, they must not have gotten saved because, you know, they're still out there doing stuff. So instead of doing that, we come alongside them, because that's where Satan immediately takes the word away from new believers. Or maybe it's a believer who's been in the kingdom for a while, but they just got a new revelation about the word of God. Maybe they got a revelation about healing. And so they're standing firm on their healing. And then somebody comes along and wants to take that away and say, well, God really doesn't do that anymore. And I just think, you know, when it says Satan comes immediately and takes away, Satan is a deceiver and he uses people to deceive us as well. So let's not let new believers fall away. You know, let's people that get a new revelation, let's not, you know, discourage them from believing those things, because that's where Satan comes along and steals that seed.
Right.
And the second one is.
And then the second one is in 16, verse 16.
Mm-hmm. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground who.
Okay.
When they
now, stony ground is a ground, honey, that has some dirt, but it's mostly rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. We can ascertain from this type of ground, if you've ever seen any of that out in the woods or whatever, there's no roots in the plants. It's very surface stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead.
And it says, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation and persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble.
Yeah. You know, the word root there literally talks about, it literally means the underground part of a plant. There is no root. There's nothing to hold it in place.
Mm.
There's nothing to sustain it, nothing to nourish it. That's where the root plays the nourishment part. You know, it takes care of the rest of the plant. You know, in a tree, you know, those roots go down in the ground. We've got that maple right next to our house. And then in the summertime, when it's leaving and everything, all that stuff is going up through the branches and everything. We prune off some of those old branches that are dead, but new ones sprout out. But then in the wintertime, that sap comes back down into the roots so that the root can protect itself during the winter. The leaves die off the tree. But just because the leaves have died doesn't mean the tree's dead.
Right.
So it's sustaining itself.
Right.
So they says it has no root in themselves, and so they endure for a time.
Right.
And when tribulation or persecution arises, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get persecuted and you're going to have some tribulation in this life. That's where all guaranteed tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
But because we got root, not like this, this didn't have any root. And so because there's no root, there's nothing to sustain. They're going back to that old lifestyle.
And I think too, and this is not necessarily new believers, this could be people who have been in the church for many years, but never really sunk their teeth into the Word of God. They never really sunk down deep. They just, you know, just kind of live this, go to church on Sunday morning, but don't really activate the Word of God in their lives. And so then when something difficult comes, they have a hard time enduring.
Right. And then we come, Jada, we come over here to this third part. And it says, now these are the ones sown among thorns.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the ones who hear the word and the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and desires for other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where, now listen, they have a root. They've been believing. They have a root system. It's working. But now their focus is no longer the word. It's no longer Jesus. Their focus is the riches of this world, or their focus is the cares of this life, or their focus becomes other things. And that chokes your root. Why? Because your root's not being nourished
right.
with the nutrients it needs to sustain the plant.
Right. That's right. It's like you say, the nutrients, you can have nutrients for a long period of time. Like you just, yeah. you, like you said, you're going, but then all of a sudden, you know, your focus has changed,
right?
And you're not so much in the word, and you're not feeding those roots, and you're not getting those nutrients to those roots.
Right.
And you're not creating fruit anymore.
Right.
And it's drying up. And it says it becomes unfruitful.
Fruitful. Yeah. And yeah. then the last group stays with it. They nourish the root. The root nourishes the plant. The plant is successful and it produces 30, 60, and 100 fold.
That's right. Okay? Bearing fruit.
So it's bearing fruit. So ladies and gentlemen, you got to look at this thing from a realistic perspective and ask yourself this question. Where am I in this plant process?
Yeah.
What's my root look like? You know, and I fully believe that, you know, Jesus said that darkness would not prevail. The gates of hell would not prevail against the church. We are the church. We have the Spirit of God on the inside. So the Lord is trying to help us to be successful. And we need to gauge where we are. And then when you know where you are, then you know what you have to do to get to where you need to be.
That's right.
So find out where you are and then go to where you need to be. Roots to grow.
That's right. And you know, we've talked about that. We've talked about being reflective. You know, as we hear the Word of God or somebody bring something up like this and say, you know, be reflective, be truthful about yourself. Say, where am I spiritually? Am I growing deep roots? Yeah. And then make either. And if you need to make an adjustment, we make an adjustment. We need to be truthful about it so that we can grow.
You're right.
That's right.
Well, we've run out of time today,
yeah.
but we're talking about roots to grow.
That's
so
right.
Let me pray for everybody. Can we do that? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person. I pray, Lord, that we'll take time to reflect and be honest to find out where we are in the process. And Father, I thank you right now that when we realize where we are, we're going to make some adjustments. We'll repent, we'll make adjustments, and we'll move forward. If we're already producing 30, 60, and 100 fold in areas of our life, Father, I pray we'll find new areas to produce in. And I thank you now for what you're doing in our lives, that you're giving us the roots to grow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure you click your like, share, and follow button right down here. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to Mike Campbell Ministries so you can follow what we are doing in the nations, delivering good news to the nations.
That's right. Well, listen, join us again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel for more of Roots to Grow on PM in the AM. God bless everybody and have a great day.
God bless.